Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Bonterra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BTR, and on the OTCQX under the symbol BONXF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Pascal Hamlin. Now, Pascal, it's been about a month since we had you back on the show, and the news release that we're going to touch on here comes from July 13th. It says Bonterra completes option earn-in on the Duke property and provides new drilling results. Let's just recap this earn-in on the Duke property. Now, this Duke property is adjacent to the Gladiator project. That's where the company is drilling currently. And Bonterra now owns 70% of this Duke property. On the other side of this JV, let's call it, is Osisko Mining. Pascal, how does this JV work now that the company owns 70% of this Duke property?
So it was an option agreement that Bonterra acquired in 2018. We completed all the exploration work commitment. We satisfied all the article of the option, so it's automatically turned into a JV. Bonterra is going to be the operator. The management committee approving the budget. So the operator, Bonterra, is going to present the budget to the management committee. The management committee is going to be consisting of three individuals from Bonterra and two from Osisko. So we're going to present the budget to the management committee, and then we're going to get going. The first place we're going to be targeting is the Centaur zone and the Zone 18, but mostly Centaur. We have some greenfield also to follow up this summer and this fall, but Centaur is going to be drilled in the winter 2022.
Pascal, as far as the drilling, it looks like you've already completed a lot of drilling there up until this date. I believe you had over 23,000 meters already, and there were some good promising drill results, and there were some good widths and some good... Maybe take us through some of the drilling that's already happened at the Centaur Zone at the Duke property and what you hope to test as you continue to drill.
Yeah, well, the Centaur, that was from this winter. That's a brand new zone, and we intercepted 14 meters. The grade is 1.1, but there's some intercept in there where the grade's higher, like 4.7 grams over 1.6 meter. But really, it's the thickness. Yeah, you know, 14 meters, that starts to be pretty thick. So now we're going to put some holes around that and see if the grade can go up, you know. So that's very interesting. Zone 18, you know, like there's some interesting grade, you know, like over 4 grams over 7 meters. So that starts to get pretty interesting. So lots of follow up to do. It's a young camp, that urban berry camp, you know, between us and Osisko, we already discovered Windfall, Gladiator and Berry, but, both of us, Osisko and Bonterra, we believe there's a lot more to discover in this camp. So we're gonna be in there for quite a while, I tell you.
So Pascal, before we move on to some of the other drilling going on within the company, I just want a summary of the overall strategy here at this Duke project, because it does sound very much like greenfield exploration, but within the news release, you outlined a number of targets, Zone 18, Zone 18 North, Zone 18 Southeast, the East Sigmund, Centaur, and a handful more targets. What's the overall strategy then as you continue to drill this project, getting a handle on just what's available in terms of all these targets?
Yeah, so the goal here is to find another deposit and find volume so we have enough to justify a resource statement. So we're going to be drilling all of them, but first it's going to be Centaur and Zone 18. Those are the two, Zone 18 North. Those will be the two that we're going to be focusing on, and it's going to be to turn them into a deposit. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but you know, we're going to be, that's our strategy, is to find another deposit. And we believe there are more than just these three deposits, you know, Gladiator, Windfall, and Berry. So we're going to be looking for the next one.
Well, speaking of some of the deposits you've already found, Pascal, maybe take us through how things are going with the summer drilling over at your Gladiator project.
Yeah, so Gladiator, it's a very interesting one. It's a very high grade. We have the permission from the First Nation and the Ministry of Environment to put two drills on the lake this summer. So we're drilling south of the, we're doing step out drilling south of the deposit at Gladiator, and the drilling began early June, and it's going very well. We have core already sent with very interesting showing to the assay lab, so it's pending assay. So we're going to have drill results very soon on that property from drilling, step out drilling to the south. And we're 100% of our drilling this summer and this fall is focusing outside the resource that we published, that we released in June. So it's all step out drilling. We're doing the same thing over at Barry. We're drilling to the south of the Barry deposit, and it's also outside the resource. We're drilling down at, we're drilling at depth over at Barry. Whereas Gladiator, to the south, we're hitting the gold structure right near surface, like 100 meter below surface.
Okay, so expansion drilling then at Gladiator and at Barry. Just remind everybody how many meters you are planning on drilling on each of these properties, and are you going to be moving towards an updated resource as well?
We drill about 10,000 meters per month, and we have seven drills running. Between Barry and Gladiator, it's about 4,000 meters each deposit, and we have about 2,000 meters for regional, like Duke. Right now, we're drilling north of Barry, actually between Barry and Windfall. We have a drill at Moss, and it's going to move also to a zone that's not as known, but we call it Panache North. So we're going to be drilling there this summer as well. But that's exploration, like greenfield exploration. So we have 2,000 meter on that, and 8,000 meter between Gladiator and Barry every month. And the resource, of course, the resource update will come with the feasibility study. So we're looking at probably fall 2022 for a resource update.
How much cash does the company have? Because I know the company is cashed up for all this aggressive drilling, but just remind everybody the cash in the bank, please.
Yeah, we got over $10 million right now in the cash.
Perfect. So sounds like just a lot of drill results coming out from Gladiator, from Barry, and then also from Duke, from some of the past drilling. And also we'll find out what the drill program is coming up for next winter's or this winter's program. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Pascal regarding anything going on at Bonterra, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Pascal, I appreciate the update, and please keep in touch when we do see some more drill results released out of the company.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure for me to talk with you guys.